The pasuk tells us in Perek Gimel, pasuk Memvav, Kol Yemei Asher Hanega Bo Yitma Tamehu Badad Yeshev Michutz LaMachane Moshevo. After one is diagnosed by the Kohen suffering from Tzara'as, he or she is removed from general population, and for the length and the duration of their time of being Tamei, Badad Yeshev, they have to be exiled to the outermost limits of the community. When considering this halacha, especially as it compares to other similar halachos of people who are Tamei from all sorts of other forms of Tumah, this aspect of the halachos of Tzara'as stands out as being particularly harsh. The Gemara in Erchin itself already asks, Daf Tzayin Mabez, why such extreme measures are necessary when other Tumos may be exiled from some or part of the community, but there's no other form of Tumah, no other person who's Tamei, who is exiled completely from the community. This is a halacha that is unique to the Metzora, therefore needs to be understood. The Gemara explains and answers that since the person who became a Metzora presumably spoke Lashon Hara, that was the cause of the punishment, of the Tumah, of the Tzara'as, that person sowed the seeds of divisiveness in the community. The Lashon Hara, the gossip, created conflict between Ish v'Ishto, between husband and wife, between friends, between neighbors. And therefore, as a result, Mida Keneged Mida, the offender is separated from the rest of the community, Badad Yeshev. Alone, he must sit. This, in and of itself, is worthy of some contemplation. Too often we make light of the damage of gossip. After all, it's just words we tell us. But the destructive power of Lashon Hara, the Gemara is teaching us, in fact, is so potent that the perpetrator must be placed in a form of solitary confinement. Hopefully, by being removed from the company of others, the sinner will fully appreciate the gravity of the offense and be inspired to repent. In this sense, the punishment of isolation mirrors the harm caused by ill speech. However, I'd like to suggest or share an idea in which we can see that this notion, this punishment of Badad Yeshev, not only mirrors the harm that is caused, but also provides us a deeper appreciation of something more broadly relevant to all of us, that is being part of a community. The Gemara in Nedarim Daf Samach Dalet Rebeis dramatically asserts that a person suffering from Tzara'as is Chashuv Kames, figuratively among those who are considered dead. Wow, that's a harsh and dramatic statement. What exactly does it mean? Is it mere hyperbole, or is there a deeper message being conveyed? Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, the famed Mirror Rosh Hashiva, in a remarkable essay, part of his classic work, Sichos Musar, suggests that the reason that the Metzora is considered figuratively dead, Chashuv Kames, is because he or she is banished from the confines of the community. The death is a result not of the physical pain or even embarrassment that having Tzara'as might bring on the person, but because of this isolation. Chaim Shmulevitz explains beautifully that an essential ingredient of living a full and truly alive life is the ability to give to others. When banished, not only from one's own family, but from the entire community, the Metzora is no longer able to help others. And as a result, he or she is no longer fully alive. The inability to give to others, says Chaim Shmulevitz, is an aspect of death. In other words, Badad Yeshev leads to Chashuv Kames. Just to be clear, both of these are psukim, or in a Gemara in the second case, they're independent facts. The Chiddush of Chaim Shmulevitz is that he's connecting these two. Why does the Gemara say Chashuv Kames? Says Chaim Volozhin, because of Badad Yeshev. And what's so bad about Badad Yeshev? Because if you're alone, if you're isolated, you can't give, you can't help others. This, Chaim Shmulevitz goes on to explain, is the connection between the Metzora and the other people listed in the Gemara who are similarly described as figuratively dead, Chashuv Kames. The Gemara also lists an Ani, a poor person, a Suma, a blind person, and a person who has no children. In all of these cases, one might have assumed that the reason that the Gemara sees their life as being so full of pain is because of what they cannot do for themselves. However, says Chaim Shmulevitz, it's the opposite. It's what they can't do for others. The reason an Ani, a poor person, is Chashuv Kames is not because they can't buy for themselves. It's because whatever little money they have to use on themselves, and they have nothing left over to give to others, to help others. To be fully alive means to help. If you're a blind person, you are totally dependent on the care and kindness of others, but you're far limited in being able to help people. And of course, if you don't have children, which is the primary vehicle for which we can give, then you will be robbed of the most profound opportunity to give, even though you can help other people, but that will be a massive gap in your ability to help and to give other people. So all four of these, says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, just like the Metzora, combine to convey this powerful idea, that to be truly alive is to be able to give and help other people. The lesson that emerges has significance beyond just understanding tzaras. It gives us an appreciation of being a contributing member of a community. There are many benefits of being part of a community, but none greater than the opportunity to contribute and to help other people. Our lives are enhanced, not by what we receive from, but by what we do for other people. This is true in the more macro level, the larger communities that we are part of, and as was mentioned previously from the Gemara, it starts with the micro community that we are all blessed to be part of, our families. What we do for them is how we truly live a full life. It's true we benefit from the community, and there's nothing wrong with that. But what gives us true life and gives meaning to our life, what makes us truly alive, is when we can give to those closest to us in the various concentric circles that make up our lives and our communities. It's true, therefore, that while the symptoms of actual tzaras nowadays don't seem to exist anymore, but the truth that is embodied and conveyed through this detail of the halachos of tzaras is actually just as timely in our generation as it was in previous ones. If we live merely for ourselves, we are not truly alive.